to the bottom of Kufi Malach on the base. Tznan notul odom is benovo even biyodo. We're allowed to take a child who's holding a stone and move the child, even though you're also moving the stone. So why is that different than what's it called? The Gemara says that right, the kish is what's it called? He said that the stone is bottled to the child. Why is that mutter? So Gemara says it's talking a specific case. So a child that is going to get sick if you don't carry him. So there they were matter tilpul min hatzad, where you're moving the stone, where you have kavanah to move the stone also, the thing that's mukta. They were matter either b'makom choli, and other rishonim learned that it's lav dachka choli, the kid's going to cry, so it's a makom tzorich. In those, that case, they were matter, but stam not. So Mora says, Yehochi my iri evan. Why is it only a stone? Afilu din or nami. Even if the kid's carrying money, you should be able to move him too. Alma omar rava lo shonu ela evan. Rava said, it's only if he's carrying a stone are you allowed to move the child. Avol din or osin, right? But a din or not. If it's talking a case of b'makom choli or b'makom tzar, special heter, then why isn't it mutter by a din or two? Someone says, no. Evan, he naflo lo asi abu l'asuye. If the kid drops the stone, the father's not going to pick it up and carry it home. Dinner, he naflo lo asi abu l'asuye. But a dinner, if the child drops the dinner, the father's going to carry it home. So therefore, you can't move the child if he's holding the dinner, but you can move him if he's holding the evan. But the dinner is a separate issue because we're afraid what's going to happen if he drops it. Rashi says, Asi lasuye, the time allowed me shum tilpulu. If he's carrying a dinner, the reason you can't move him is not because you're moving the money, because that would be the same thing as moving the stone. So Rashi learns that even if you're holding the child by his hand, you're not carrying him. You can't do that if he's holding a dinner. You can't hold a child's hand who's holding money in his other hand, because you're afraid if he drops it, you'll come to carry it. So other Rishonim say, L'chara, then you can't even walk within his Dalet Amos, if that's what you're afraid of. Right? So other Rishonim learn that it's only talking where you're carrying him. Then we're afraid, since you're carrying him, you may come to carry the dinner. But if you're just holding his hand, or you're just within his proximity, then there's no issue, even with a dinner. It's only the kid may get a little sick, or he may cry, or whatever. They weren't matter this, because we're afraid you may come to carry the dinner. Okay. Tanya kavosi the Rava. It's a braisa that says like Rava. Hamotzi kelov mikupolim, umunochim akseifo, the sandal of the tabos of the yado, chay. Okay. We're going back on what Rava said, the first Rava, Omar Rava, Hotzi Tinuk Chai, the Kis Toli B'Tzavaru Chai Mishum Kis, that the Kis is not bottled to the child, and if you carry a child, a living child, with a Kis, you're Chayiv for the Kis, even though you're not Chayiv for the child, because it's Chayiv Noseis Atzmo. So now we're bringing a Braisa that supports that, that the things that a person is carrying is not bottled to him, and if you carry that person, you're Chayiv for carrying the things he's carrying. Okay. Where's the case? A person, mostly Kalim Mikupolim Unochim Akseipo, the Sandalov, the Tabosa, the other Chayiv. If you carry clothing, but not wearing it, you're carrying it on your shoulder, folded up, so you're Chayiv for carrying the clothing. Vimhoyim Alubash Ben Potter. If you're wearing the clothing, you're Potter. That's not called carrying. Hamotzi Odom, the Kalim Ola, the Sandalov, the Ragla, the Tabosa, the other Potter. You carry a person wearing clothing, you're also Potter. Because the clothing, when he's wearing them, are bottled to him, and he's your potter on because chayin osei es atzmo. The ilahot siyan kemo shehein chayiv, but if you carry the person and he was carrying his clothing, then even though you're not chayiv on the person, you're chayiv on the clothing. Because you're carrying the clothing. It's not that the clothing are bottled to him, and since he's not wearing it, and memela, you're carrying a person who has clothing bottled to him, maybe you're not chayiv on anything. No. Here, the clothing that he's carrying are not bottled to him, and you're chayv on him, but you're chayv on the clothing. Same thing over here. Carry a child with a kis. The kis is not bottled to the child. You're not chayv on the child. You're chayv for carrying the kis. Rashi, Tanya Kavasi the Rava, Dichinoket lo elyon, Kamanda afke tachton gufei domi mechayv. when the bottom person carries the top person and the top person is carrying something, then it's as if the bottom person is carrying the what the top person is carrying. The sandal of the tabos of the yado, the kom shosheloka derech melubish. He's carrying them in his hand, not wearing them. He's not wearing the rings on his fingers, he's carrying them in his fist. So that's not bottle to him. Hamotzi adam v'kelev olav melubash bein. If you carry somebody who's wearing clothing, then you're not chayiv on the clothing or on the person. The tabos of biyado, that's bosa. He's wearing the rings. Medlotana biyado kidnoket resha. That's bosa means he's wearing it on his fingers. Biyado means he's carrying it in his hand. Potter, the begadim batli legabe. The begadim are bottle to a person who's wearing it. But olav who potter kribnasan. And the person you potter because of chayinos yisatzma. The ilu hotzion kamoshehain shaya oso elyon achus behen. The lomalubash, if the person who is being carried was carrying his clothing, holding it, not wearing it. Chayiv hanosei, the person carrying him would be chayiv on the clothing. V'hainu k'rava, that's exactly what Rava say. Okay. Kalkolov ha'evim besocha, so the Mishnah says you're allowed to carry a basket if it has a stone in it. V'amai tavi kalkolov bosses l'davar ha'asar. Why isn't the basket a bosses l'davar ha'asar? The basket was a bosses for the stone. So not only is the stone mukzah, the basket becomes mukzah. So why should he be able to carry the basket with the stone in it? Omer Rabba Bar Brachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hacha b'kalkola malei aperis askinan. Talking with a kalkola that has fruit in it also. So it has a stone and fruit. So you're allowed to carry the stone, agav the fruit. Since the fruit is not mukza, there's two things in the basket, so it's a basis, l'dover ha'asra, l'dover ha'mutra, that doesn't become a basis. So mele the basket is not mukza. And since you're carrying something that is mutter with something that's aser, the Gemara now thinks that should be mutter. It's not, since you're carrying something that's not mukta, together something with mukta, that's okay. So Gemara says, well, the shadinu the peri the nishtei le'evin, throw out the peros and throw out the evin, the naktinu biyadayim, pick up the peros in your hand, put them back in the salad. Why should you be allowed to carry the basket together with the fruit and the rock? Right, throw it all out of the basket, pick up the fruit, carry it by itself. You don't have to carry the mukta here in order to carry the thing that's not mukta. Get rid of the mukta. Marseski Rabbaloi, Omar Rav. What's it called, Kirabaloi? Right, Rabbaloi said later on, we'll see, that that's what you have to do. If you have something mukta and something not mukta, you tilt it and get the mukta off, and then you can move the non-mukta thing. But you can't move them together. Where it says, Rab, the peiros hamitanfin. You can't throw out the peiros, they'll get ruined. It's talking about, what's it called, cooked peiros or whatever. If you throw them on the ground, they'll get ruined. It's not apples and oranges, that they won't get ruined. Enochinami, if it's apples and oranges, tip the turn over the basket, throw everything out, and then pick up the fruit. You don't have to move the mukta, but here, if you turn over the basket, the fruit's going to get ruined. So there's no eitzah to throw it out of the basket. Let's see Rashi. To have the kalkola bosses, the hu atzma te osir. You shouldn't be allowed to move the basket itself, because the bosses will double osir. We show them here our trouble. Tosa said before that the only time that the bosses is if you put it there b'kavon. But if you forget it, right, you don't put it there on purpose, you forgot the thing there, then it's not a bosses. So why don't they want to just answer simply? It's talking where you forgot the stone in the basket, not where you put it there on b'kavon. Some Rishonim want to learn, and Hanami the Gemara could have answered that, but it had a better answer. It's even mutter if you put it there on purpose. And others say that in this situation, where the purpose of the basket is bedafka to put things in it, then it becomes a bosses even if you forget. It's not only a bosses is where the thing is not normally a basis for other things, and you forgot it on top of it. Fine, but here the basket is made for holding things. Even if you forgot it, it becomes a bosses l'davar ha'asar, according to some Rishonim. Okay. Samara says, Rashi, Malaya Peros, the Iker Nasis bosses the Peros. The Peros are more important than the Evan. So it's a bosses to the Peros, not to the Evan. So a bosses l'davar ha'mutter, and there's also a davar ha'asar, doesn't become a bosses l'davar ha'asar where the basket itself becomes mukta. Hilkach Evan mitaltelas agav kli. And therefore, you're allowed to move the Evan because the Sal isn't Mukta, because it never became a Basis L'Davar HaAsar, and the Peros aren't Mukta, So you're moving the sal and the peiros, the even through the sal and the peiros. Not necessary to carry the even together with the peiros and the sal. Throw everything out of the basket, put the peiros back in, and carry the peiros without the even. Why is it necessary to carry the even? Where it says, "Peiros hamitanfin, the peiros mevushalim, they're cooked, the rachim and soft, ma'od. The containing the two simvanovin, shimyashlichim la'orin shitanfu. If you throw them on the ground, it's a, what's it called, fruit salad. It'll get ruined." Samara says, just like Rabbi Loi said, in his case, it's peiros mitanfin. We'll get to the case of Rabbi Loi. Same thing over here. That's what it's talking about. Hachinam bin peiros hamitanfin. Peiros that would get dirty if you threw them out. Shavaros v'laniru nu'urei. Shake it up and throw the even out. Don't throw the fruit on, out. Right? Shake it up, Rashi, near a new rate. Ashi is talco a peris min ho even, but tocha kalkala, let's start him. The ashli ho even, lavada bin arusa. Shake it up so the stone will separate from the fruit, and you can throw the stone out by shaking it out. And now you can carry the peris. Why is it necessary to carry the stone? It's not necessary, then why are you metalkal mukta for no purpose? Omra b'chia barashi, omra rova, hocha b'kalkala p'chusa. A skinan, the Evan Gufa Nasus Dovin the Kalkola. It's talking where the basket has a hole in it, and the stone is being used to close up the hole. So you can't throw the stone out. You need to, what's it called? But the stone is still not bottled to the basket. It happened to be that it closed it up, because if it was bottled, the basket wouldn't be Muksa Bechlap. But it's not bottled. It's not it just happens to be now that the stone is holding the fruit in, but it's still Muksa. So now you have no choice but to carry the stone along with the basket. But if there's any other eitzah, you could throw the fruit out. You could throw the stone out. Or whatever, then it would be what's it called, osur, to carry the stone together with the fruit. But since it's impossible to throw the stone out, and the basket isn't muktzah, the fruit's not muktzah, and you're carrying basically for this, and just agav, you're carrying the stone, that's okay. Rashi. The side of the, or the bottom of the basket became opened. You know, there's a hole in it. Okay. Metalkal and Truma. Omer of Chizda, Lo Shanu Elisha Tahora Lamato Tmea Lamala. Okay, you're allowed to carry Truma Tahora together with Truma Tmea. Same idea. Right? You have something that's muktzah and something that's not muktzah. Truma Tmei is muktzah because the only thing you do is burn it, and you can't burn it on what's it called, on Shabbos. So it's muktzah. So you can carry it, if there's Truma Tmei and Truma Tahora together, you're allowed to carry them together because you're carrying the Truma Tmei agav the Tahora. Not carrying it directly, you're carrying it together with something that's not muktzah. So Mara says that's only where the Tahora is on the bottom and the Tmei is on top. So you can't shake off the Truma Tahora, right, from the Truma Tmeya, because the Truma Tahora is on the bottom. Aval Tahora Lamalo, Tmeya Lamata, but if the Tahora is on top and the Tmeya is on bottom, right, Shokulei LaTahora, Vishavikulei LaTmeya. Take the Tahora off and carry that by itself. Why do you have to carry it together with the Tmeya? It's not necessary. Take off the Truma Tahora and carry that, and leave the Tmeya in the basket. The Chorus says, the Chitahor Lamata Nami, even if the Tahor is on the bottom, the Shadinu Velakadinu, pour it all out of the basket, pick up the Tahora, put it back in the basket, and carry it by itself. Why is it necessary to carry it together, even if the Tahor is on the bottom? Now here's where we had Rebeloi, Amarab, the Paris Amitanthin, talking where the Paris are soft, cooked, and if you threw it all out, they would get ruined. So you can't throw them all out on the floor. Okay, so we have a case where if the Truma Tahora is on the bottom, so you can't just take it off and carry it by itself, and you can't spill the whole contents out because they get dirty and ruined, so then you're allowed to carry the Tahora and the Tmeya together. But if the Peiros wouldn't be something that would get ruined, you could just pour the whole thing out, take the Tahorim, put it back in the basket, and forget about the Tmeya, that'd be better. That would be what you have to do. Or if the Tahora was on top, and you could just take it off the top, right, and leave the Tmeya where it was and get another basket. Then you wouldn't be allowed to carry the Muktzah together with the non-Muktzah. The only time you can carry the muktzah with the non-muktzah, carry over here again means move. Move the muktzah with the non-muktzah is if it's, there's no other eitzah. You can't separate. Neishvei, metaltel truma tmeya im ha-tahora v'im ha-chula. You're allowed to be metaltel truma tmeya if it's together either with truma tahora or with regular food, chula, right? Since there's something that's not muktzah together with the muktzah, you can move them both. Dein she tahora lamala utmeya lamata, dein she tmeya lamala utahora lamata. Doesn't make a difference if the tahora is on top or the tmeya is on top. But if the tahora is on top, why should you be allowed to carry them together? You should have to take off the tahora, since it's not necessary to have to carry them together. You can take off the tahora and carry it by itself. So you have to draw chizda. Says the chashan rufizda. Amar lacharav chizda masnis and letzorach gufo. Brais or letzorach mekoma. The mishnah that says what's it called that our mishnah that says what's it called that you're allowed to carry both of them together. Is where you're carrying the basket with Torah Gufo. You need that basket for something. So then, you can't just pour out the fruit or whatever, you need the basket. So, with the things in it. Bryce or Torah Makoma. The Bryce is talking where you need the, only the makom of the thing. So then it'd be enough to, then it'd be enough to move it, then it's not going to help to pour the everything out of the basket, because you need to move the basket. So everything, you have to move the basket away. Tirashi. Mashnis l'tzorogufo. At least, anyway, says it. Mashnis l'tzorogufo. Shetzorach mitahora l'gufo l'ochla. The tzorogufo, you need the truma tahora to eat it. Hilkach ilav the tahora l'mata lo shorale l'tzutule l'tzmeya el l'shokal l'tahora umamti l'vashulcha. Pour out the, what's it called, take off the what's it called, the good fruit, the tahora, the truma tahora off the top, and eat it. You don't need the basket. You need the fruit. So you're not allowed to move the fruit together with muktzah fruit, right? Just take the good fruit out. It's only if the fruit is underneath. So there's no way of getting to it without moving the muktzah. Then you can move the whole thing together. But Bryce or Tzorof Makoma. The Bryce is talking where you don't need the fruit. You need the kli. You need to move the kli. The alkar kula who tzarek l'sakol. Therefore, you have to move the kli completely. Mishon. The shor, the rabban, the talkul high atu high. Therefore, the brisa says it doesn't make a difference which one's on top and which one's on bottom. You're still allowed to move it. It's talking where you need to move the kli to get it off the place where it is. There is no eitzah to take out the good fruit if it's on top. Because taking out the fruit's not going to help. You don't want the fruit. You want the kli moved. So moving the kli isn't going to help one way or the other, right? So it doesn't make a difference what you take off. Now, Shein came the Mishnah, where Rav Chisda said it makes a difference if it's on the top or on the bottom, that's talking where you want the fruit. So if you want the fruit, you don't have to move the kli away, then just take off the fruit if it's on the top. Okay. Shemara says, my duchhe de Rav Chisda la'ok mi masnis matzor gufo, right? Why did Rav Chisda was explaining our Mishnah? So he could have explained the Mishnah that it's talking in a case where you need the basket moved. And then it wouldn't make a difference if the tmeo was on top or the Torah was on top. Why did he choose to explain our Mishnah, dafka, where you need the, what you call, the peiros, not the basket, and then it makes a difference if the Torah is on top or not? Where do you see in the Mishnah that it's dafka talking where you need the peiros? Maybe the Mishnah is talking also in a case where you need the basket. And you don't have to explain the Mishnah that it makes a difference which one's on top or not. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about if the one's on top or not. Why did he have to dafka explain the Mishnah in this way and not explain the Mishnah like a braisa? And it doesn't make a difference which one's on top. Amarava mashnishin kavosei daika. Rava said because Rav Chisda saw the Mishnah is meduya. It has to be talking with Tzorach Gufa that you want the fruit, not the basket. And then it makes a difference if which fruit's on top. The Tani Sefer, what does the Sefer say of the Mishnah? Mos sha'al kakar, minayris akar, v'hei noklos. If you have money on a pillow, so you shake the money off the pillow, and they fall off. Okay? V'omar rabba babarachana, omar abyochanan, lo shonu el tzorah gufo. That's only where you need the pillow. Where you need the, what's it called? Well, you need the pillow, yeah. Right, you need the pillow. You want the pillow without the money. You want to sleep on the pillow. So then, it'll help if you shake the money off the pillow. Now the pillow is free. Ambulatoric Nakomo, you don't need the pillow. You want the pillow and the money off the bed because you need the place where the pillow is. So now, shaking the money off is not going to help. You're still going to have to take the pillow off. So now you can take the pillow with the money on. Right? But Tzorek Makoma, Metallic Lavodanol, if you're allowed to move the pillow with the money on. Because so shaking off the money is not going to help. Not going to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Umid is safer, Tzorek Gufo, Reisha Nomid. So since the safer is talking where you need the thing itself, not the place, so Mestama the Reisha is also talking where you need the thing itself. You need the good fruit. So then if the good fruit's on top, if you need it, take it off. Why do you, what's it called, why do you have to carry it together with the other one? Rashi. My duchy, the Itzrich Lememer, Loshon, the Elishat, Mea Lamala, Shlashavke, Kedisokadite, the Benjit Mea Lamala, Benjit Mea Lamata, the Lokmi Bitsor Makoma. Why do Rav Chisda have to say our mission, Tafka is talking where the Tahora is Lamata, so it's impossible to get the Tahora off, and then say it's talking where you need the fruit and not the sow, why don't you just say the mission's talking in a case where you need the sow, you need the place, and then it doesn't make a difference which one's on top and which one's on bottom. You're allowed to move it together. Ela tzorgufo, shetzorich lekar, lishkov alavsham. You need the pillow. If you need the pillow, then taking the money off will help. Ulova sowgo, now you need to move the pillow away. Lefichot lo hitiru lo litlo imamos. Ela menaro bimkoma. Since you only need the pillow, you don't need to move the pillow, just shake off the money and use the pillow. I will charge the mokum akar, but if you need the place of the pillow, so you have to move the pillow anyway, then you don't have to shake it off and then move it. You can take the whole pillow and move it together with the money. The mokum akar, metalkul akol biyachet. You can take everything together. Umidisefer, reishanomi l'tzorukufo, hilkach. You have it tahora l'mala, therefore, Rav Chisda learned, the Mishnah must be talking where you need the thing itself, not the place that the thing is occupying. If that's the case, with the truma, you want to eat the good truma. So if the truma's on top, take it off. If it's only, if it's on bottom and you can't take it off, then you can move the whole thing. Okay. Rav Yehuda Omer, Af Malin. Rav Yehuda says you're allowed to take out, if you had one saw of truma fall into 100 saw of chulin, so that's called meduma, but it's bottle. You have to take out one saw now, right, and then you can eat the rest. So you're allowed to take out that saw of truma on, what's it called, on Shabbos, and eat the rest. Mara says, v'amai, why should you allowed to do that on Shabbos? V'hokam esakin, you're repairing something that wasn't usable before. Until now, as long as that one saw was still in there, you couldn't eat the product. Now you take it out, you're allowed to eat it. So it looks like you're masaking something, and that looks like either building or makabapatish, the Rabbanan Asr being masaking things on Shabbos, because you may come to make tikkunim and other things also. You're allowed to be masaking this. Maybe you're allowed to masaking some other thing which involves building. Rashi. If the people see that you're allowed to repair this kind of thing, they may come to make other repairs that involve malacha. Rabbi Yehuda Krebelezer Sfirale. Samara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds a Krebelezer. The Omer Truma Be'eno Machta. Right? Krebelezer holds that when Truma falls into Chulin, and there's 100 times as much, if the Truma remains as if it's separate. So it's not really repairing anything. It never meant that the truma got mixed in with the other thing. You look at the truma as if it's totally separate, two separate things, and therefore, what's it called, the chulin still remains all by itself, or the truma remains by itself. They were never mixed together, so it's not like repairing anything. The truma is just sitting there. So you take it out, it's as if, what's it called, you saw where the truma was. The truma was blue things, and the chulin was red. So it never got mixed in. So all you have to do is pick it up. So it's not that it was Osir and now it becomes Mutter. It never was Osir. The Truma remained separate and the Chulin remained separate and you just take it out and that's the Truma. And that's, therefore it's not Misake. It's not. Where do we see the Rebelezer holds that when the Truma falls into the Chulin, the Truma is considered like it never mixed in and stayed by itself. It's not. Saw Truma Shinofla Pachos Mimeim. the Nidmu. You had a saw of Truma that fell to less than 100. So now it's Dimua, right? It's not Buckle. Right? It's less than 100. The Truma is only Buckle with 100 times as much Chulin. But it's less than 100, fell into 99 times as much. So now the whole thing is Osir. The Nafal Min HaMedum LaMakom Acher. And now what was this whole mixture now? You have 100 parts, 99 plus 1, okay, mixed together. And part of that mixture fell into another mixture, Rebbe Elazar Omer Midamas Ketrumas Vada. That new mixture needs 100 times as much as the amount that fell in to be matured. Because you consider what fell in 100% Truma. Okay? Why? Because when the Truma fell into the other one, it didn't mix in. It remained separate. And we're afraid now that what fell in there was the Truma. So it's 100% Truma, and you need 100 times as much of that to mevatel it. Okay? The Chachamim Omrim, Ein HaMedumim, Medameya Elofi Cheshbon. No, now what you have is Truma and Chulin mixed together, where you have one part Truma and 99 parts Chulin. So the Truma part here is only 1/100th of the whole mixture. So now some of that fell in, you consider that fell in 1/100th Truma, and you only need 100 times the 1/100th to be mevatlet. Not 100 times 1, but 100 times 1/100th. So that's what the Rabbanan say. So the Rabbanan hold, when the Truma falls in, you look like it's all mixed together, and the Truma is only a portion of the total mixture. And Rebbe Elazar holds, no, you look at the Truma as if it's separate by itself, and now that some fell in, maybe that Truma fell in. And that the Truma fell, they need 100 times that amount to be mevatlet. So Mela, same thing over here. Rebbe Elazar holds that the Truma is not considered like it's mixed in, it's like it's on the side. You just have to take it out. So on Shabbos, it's not being masakin anything. The Chulin never became mixed in with Truma. It's just that they're occupying the same space. You have to take it out. So Mela, that's not called masakin. Tamar says, no. Emer, the Shamasle lechumra. The Kula mishamasle. Rebbe Elazar said, his din lechumra. That if you have, what's it called, Truma fall into Chulin, you don't consider it mixed together completely. You're afraid that maybe the Truma is still separate, and if some fell out, maybe that's the Truma, the full Truma, and you need 100 times that to mevatel it. That's the Chumra. But where do you see that he holds the Kula, that we're not afraid that maybe it is mixed in? In other words, on the Tzad that it's not mixed in, you need 100 times if something fell to mevatel that. But maybe it is mixed in. And the tzad that is mixed in, you couldn't take it out on Shabbos because you're misakin. So here he holds the chumra, here he holds the chumra. Where do you see that he would hold it lekula too? That it's for sure considered separate, it's not considered misakin. El Yehuda Amar Reb Shimon. No, Rabbi Yehuda says like Reb Shimon. The reason you're allowed to take the truma out on Shabbos, and it's not called misakin because he holds like Reb Shimon. This kiddush man saw truma shenof lemeya. Below his speak like Bia Ashinotla Harris, Harizu Asura. When it happened like this, he had a saw truma that fell into 100 saw of what's it called of Chulin. So now it's bottle. And all you have to do is take out one saw of truma and the whole thing is mutter. It's not dimua. Okay? It's bottle, just have to take out one and everything's okay. But you didn't have a chance to take out that one until another one fell in. So now there's two ways of looking at this. If the two had fallen in together, 2 into 100, so that's only 1/50th. It's only 50 times as much truma, then the whole thing would be awesome. Now it's dimua. Okay? Question is now they didn't fall together. So one way of looking at it is the first one fell in, it's bottle. Not there anymore. Okay? Now the second one fell in to 101 of chulin, because the truma was bottle. So it's also bottle. So that's what Reb Shimon holds. Reb Shimon holds, what's it called, the Tanakama holds, that if one fell in, and you didn't have a chance to take it out until the other one fell in, it's all awesome. And Reb Shimon matter, Reb Shimon says mutter, because when the first one fell in, it was bottle. Now the second one falls in, it fell into 101 of chulin. Right, so mainly, same thing over here. Reb Shimon, what's it called, see Rashi,
So
since the Rabbanan said that it's enough just to take out one saw in order that the Kohen shouldn't lose his money. Right? Now, there's really, it's bottle. When one falls into 100, the truma is bottle. It's not truma anymore. It's mutter. The whole thing is mutter. But you have money of the Kohen. So the Rabbanan said you have to take out one saw. Since they said you only have to take out one, the truma that's in there is considered separate. It never mixed together. So all you have to do is take out one, you're taking out the truma, and the chulin remains the way it was. So it never was broken, it needs to be repaired. The chulin remained chulin, the truma remained truma, and the rabbanim were makel to say, since it's really batel, that whichever one you'll take out, that's the truma. Okay. Mela, you're not misakin anything, you're just taking something bad off something that was good all the time. Midamas, zeshin nifra mishram, va'osir tzadik teshul chulin, ki'ilu hi truma vada. So where do we see Rabbi Lezer holds like that? Because he holds that if one, what's it called, saw, falls into something else, you consider that the truma. That's as if the truma is there. So Mimele, he holds that they never got mixed together. And the Rabbanan hold, no, you consider as it's all mixed together, so now you only have a percentage of truma that fell into the other one. You only need 100 times what the percentage is. For instance, if you had one saw of truma fall into 60, the chazra saw me men of an upatochacherim, and then one saw of that fell in to others, lo chashvin in truma, elisamach shabasazu. Right? You only need 1/60th, 100 times 1/60th, not 100 times 1. You only need as much chulin can negate the percentage of truma that's in the whole mixture. We only see that Rabbi Lezer held that he's afraid that maybe the truma didn't mix in. And the melech, a saw fell into something else, you have to consider it 100 times the whole thing, not 100 times the percentage. But the kula de lo lehavi amalos of a shavuot misakin miomar havani misakin. But to say that he holds it the kula, that it's for sure separate, and the two things never mixed, and it's considered what's it called, like there were two separate things. This was okay. This is okay. You just have to get it off of there. That's not called misakin. Not repairing anything. Nothing was ever out of repair. It's just that it was a piece of truma sitting on it. So take the truma off. That doesn't make it disrepair. Where do we see that he holds like that? Huda Omer Rabbi Yehuda Masnisa Krab Shimon. No, so now we're saying Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Omer the Kula Nami. Rabbi Shimon said his din, even the Kula. Command the Machzim Ba'ena Danya. Where do we see that? Lemeya. Uruya Lahalosa, the Iskashra Chulin. Achenop Lacheris. The Asher of Ainba Chulin Kadeh Lahalosa Becha Bekuf, because there's 2 saw in 100, which is only 1 in 50. Rabbi Shimon Mater, Kasoka Daitach, Mishum the Svarle Kamaisa, Command the Machzim Ba'ena Danya. Now we think the reason Shimon says mutter is the reason, the only reason. When the first one fell in, it never got mixed up with the other ones. It's like on the side. When the second one fell in, so it also fell in to what's it called, 100 of chulin. There's no more now chulin and truma mixed together. It's not that there's 2 saw of truma mixed into the chulin. Then it would be only 1 to 50 will be usher. There's 100 of chulin, and there's 2 separate saw of truma that never got mixed in. So the mela, they're both mutter. That's what we think now. And that's lakula. That means it's mutter, because we consider it separate. So Reb Shimon holds that it's what's it called? Even to lakula, we consider it separate. We consider it separate. You're not misakit. When you take out that truma, you're not correcting anything, not fixing anything. Nothing was ever not fixed. Samara says no. Umimai. Dilma Hossam Bahakam Ifliya. The machlok is not that Rav Shimon holds that the truma is never considered like it got mixed in. It did get mixed in. The question is like this. The Tanakama Sover Afagab the Nofla Bazachar Zekam and the Nofla Bazachas. The Chachamim hold that even though they fell one after the other, you consider as if they fell together. So if 2 saw fell into 100, it's not bought, because that's 1 to 50. If they fell together. Therefore, each one only fell into 50 times as much. For if Shimon saw her, Kamaisa bottle the mayor. Vahati bottle mayor vichad. Then Rav Shimon holds not. When the first one fell in, it was taka mixed in. But it was bottle, 100 to 1. Now when the second one fell in, It's filling in to 101 of chulin, because the first truma becomes chulin. You only have to take out a soft truma because of the money of the kohen. But out bitl, out the isra of truma, it's not usra anymore. It became chulin because it was bottled. So the first one was bottled. Now when the second fell in, it fell into 101 of chulin. The nail it's mutter. Rashi. Bottle the kuf, the havi luki kulu chulin. Now the whole thing becomes chulin, because the isra of truma goes away. So you have now a whole 101 of chulin. But lemaisa, since you have to take it out, you can't eat it until you take it out. That's called tikkun, because even though it was bottled, but it's all mixed together. Now by taking one out, you're repairing something that was in disrepair. That's what's asur on Shabbos. Where it says no, Elohuda Omek Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. That's why he holds it's not called Masakir. The Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, no Saint Ein of Itzad Zeh, but Ochum Itzad Acher. Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds, you don't actually have to take the Truma out. Since really it's bottled, and it's all chulin now, and it's only because of the money of the Kohen that you have to take it out. So the Rabbanu were makel that you could look on this side and say, I'm going to take off a saw later on from this side, and you can eat from the other side. As long as you have in mind that you're going to take off. Because really it's all mutter. It's bottle. The truma is bottle. So it's all chulin. Except the Rabbanu said that in order not to make the Kohen lose his money of his truma, you're going to have to take out one saw and give it to the Kohen. But that's not truma really. It's really chulin. But we're just treating it like truma. So, therefore, since you don't have to take out anything, you could eat it even when it's mixed together. As long as you're looking at one side and eating from the other side, right, Manela, you're not misakin anything, right? Mara says, Umi Sovrele Kavaseh, does Rav Yehuda really hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Deha Niflid Poligale, he argues on him. Tanya Rav Yehuda, Omer Malim Samaduma Bechadumei. Right, Rav Yehuda holds that you are allowed, or you have to, take out the saw of truma before you can eat it. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer no sinar b'tzadzeh v'ochem itzadzeh. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, no, you can look at one side and eat from the other side. You don't have to take out the truma before you can eat it. Or it says, Rav Yehuda adifim Rav Shimon ben Elazar. No, it's not that Rav Yehuda says you can't look at one side. What Rav Yehuda is saying is the following, that since you could look at one side and eat from the other side, you can even take out the thing because you're not being misakin anything. Since you could have done it without separating it, separating is no problem. And Reb Shimon holds no. You have to separate. You have to eat it like that. But if you separate it, it'd be usher. It looks like being misakin. Now, so if you don't do anything, you eat from this side and look at the other side, that's fine. But if you actually take it out, even though you could have done the first thing, that's no good. And Reb Yehuda holds no. You could even take it out. Since you could have done, the way Reb Shimon Elazar says, so taking it out actually doesn't look like misakin anymore. Because you could have done it without taking it out. So Reb Yehuda goes one step further than Reb Shimon ben Elazar. No sein eino meduma b'tzadzeh. You look at one side, la'aloso the truma, and you say, I'm going to later on take out the truma from that side. Va'ochel b'tzadzeh, and you eat from the other side. Hilka choyel v'lo halom maschu, va'ochel ein tikkun b'alosa. And therefore, since you could eat without taking it out, actually, then you're allowed to take it out, too. You're not being misakin anything. You could have done it without taking it out. Taking it out, therefore, is no repair. Mara says, well, miflit poligalai. Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rav Shimon Elazar. V'omar kimen de'efshir le'lemev an onik shabbos b'chai gavna. Litin eino b'tzad zev, alecho b'tzad acher, ein mal. And what's it called? Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that since you can look on one side, you don't take it out. You're not allowed to take it out. You can only eat it this way. Rav Yehuda Difas, Mar says, no, make of tvei. Purs. V'omar kivin di yochol liten eino b'tzadzeh, v'lecho b'tzadzeh, lo havi mesakim ba'losu malin. Right? Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds, since you can do it by looking and not taking out, don't take it out. Because it looks like you're repairing it. And Rav Yehuda goes one step further. He says, since you could have eaten it by looking on one side and eating from the other side without taking it out, you could even take it out. Nobody's going to think you're repairing anything since you could have done it without taking it out. Taking it out doesn't affect anything, and you're allowed to take it out also, even on Shabbos.